Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 23, Imagination Exercises, part 3. Yesterday I talked about how I got a beautiful piano into my home for free for several years just by being an end result thinker and discovering and inventing a way to get it that way so it didn't cost me anything. It really required no extra effort, just a willingness for me to suspend disbelief and recognize that the possibilities of achieving a particular goal are much wider than we often believe. We just have to think from the end, as if. I knew there was a way to get a piano without buying or renting one. I set the goal. I saw it. I felt it. I acted as if it were a done deal. And I got the piano within a couple of weeks. Try it, especially those of you who have been looking for an instrument for yourself or for others, but you really don't know much about them and you don't really want to spend the money because you don't know if you or your child would take to it. But nothing says you can't try what I did. Try it. Pick any instrument you've always wanted for you or for your child, and I think you're going to be amazed. Remember, you create your life every day by writing, picturing, and feeling what it is right now. Let me give you some more examples of affirmations to get you started. And remember, there are people who can run 10, 20, or even 30 or more of these each day. They retire each affirmation as they manifest, and then they add new ones. I love exercising every day. I love feeling my sweat, my beating heart, and watching the scale show I'm losing weight. I embrace challenges, and with each success, I'm motivated to achieve even more successes. I'm a giving and loving person, opening my heart to all life and feeling a golden glow constantly in my heart. I enjoy facing my fears, embracing courage, feeling fear melt each time I face it with courage. I love applying myself to my daily disciplines. I feel myself growing stronger and healthier as a writer, artist, coworker, manager, leader, etc. Success and good opportunities naturally gravitate towards me. Among the lucky, I am the chosen one. I visualize and feel the end result with power and emotion, knowing it is true and present here and now. Remember, the average affirmation takes about 6 weeks to take hold and manifest. Sometimes the time is shortened with intensive work and prolonged with occasional or light work. So start right now. If you haven't already, write some affirmations on small index cards or using one of the PDFs that I uploaded in the Resource Center. Put them in place so you can see them every day. Just take a minute or two on each. Remember to feel them. Build in powerful positive emotions. And then just watch your life change. Back in 2012, I was explaining the 15 times exercise to some interns at the company I worked for. One of them told me that he knew from firsthand experience that writing affirmations like this worked. In college, he faced a situation where he needed to get a score over 90% on a final exam in math in order to pass the course. A friend told him that if he wrote down the score he wanted 30 times every day for 30 days, he would pass the exam. So this intern wrote 30 times each day for 30 days, "My exam score is 95% and I have passed the course." Now, of course, this didn't mean he didn't study, but what he did is he made sure the affirmation was in place so that the studying would take hold and he would have the right mindset for it. He ended up getting 93% and passed the course, which was good enough for him to be a believer. I believe that no matter how many times each day, every day you write your affirmations, there's something special about completing around 1,000 of them. If you want to change more slowly, write 15 times a day for 10 weeks. If you want to change more quickly, write 30 times for 5 weeks. If it's a big change, plan on writing for 100 days. See what happens. Now, some people in life are realists. They resist this kind of thinking that you can just change your life through your imagination and by making statements. And of course, it's not necessarily true that you can do and be everything in your life. Perhaps that is unrealistic. But yeah, notice there how I applied the 95% rule. But I think you should consider that you have accepted some limiting thoughts and feelings that you can now begin to remove and replace with non-limiting thoughts and feelings. Writing affirmations and setting end result goals does generate energy and motivates you to work more to achieve goals you visualize. You may not achieve them just sitting in a chair and wishing every day. You must do some work for it. But if you look around at the successful people in the world, they work hard every day. Direct self-experimentation will show you that you're capable of things you do not currently believe possible. So I say try it. What have you got to lose? If I'm wrong, you've only lost some time in your life. But if I'm right, think of the fresh and creative world that will open up for you. And think about how much more wonderful it is for you to be more in charge of your life, to be the creator of your life. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.